Welcome to Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr. And yes, we're blessed by the best, so don't be stressed. Today, we will be talking about how to increase our capacity for action. So you don't want to miss this episode. Thank you for joining me today here on Daily Path Podcast. I truly do appreciate your presence. Always remember, for free bonus resources to podcast episodes, visit joewintersjr.com/podcast. I want to give a huge shout out to everyone who has visited dailypathgear.com and bought merchandise. I always love the support. If you haven't got yours, visit dailypathgear.com to do so. Let's dive into the message. This is Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, podcast coach, and transformational speaker, Joe Winters Jr.
Now, I've been in this business a long time. God gave me the gift of a strong mind. And when I step foot on a path, the good and the bad, they just come by. Never done trying. I do it, till each time I do it, it's done right. Ooh. And God left his signature on me, so how could I ever be unsigned? See, everyone has got a gift, not anonymous, but God-given.
Changing our thinking alone isn't going to help us reach our full potential. It's where we have to start, but we must also change our actions as well. John gives us three steps to increasing our capacity for action. Step number one, stop doing only those things you have done before and start doing those things you could and should be doing. Here in the text, it says that the first step toward success is becoming good at what you know how to do. But the more you do what you know how to do, the more you discover additional worthy things you could do. And this is so true. In essence, this is the beginning stages of evolution. So it's critical that as we are discovering new things that we could be doing, we make the leap of faith to do them. If you have been listening to my podcast since day one, you are aware of the growth we have had over the last year and a half. That growth is dependent upon your feedback, but also my decision making to do what I know I could be doing to make the podcast better. It's been the same for my business as well. As I go through my daily routines, I begin noticing things I could be doing to see growth. But had I neglect the things I could be doing, I would be neglecting my growth. When it comes to your daily path, do you ever get out of your comfort zone and do new things that you notice you could be doing for your growth? Or do you choose to neglect them for, you know, the fear of unknown and not knowing what's going to happen? If so, I need you to get out of your comfort zone and make the decision to do things that you could be doing and should be doing to increase your capacity for action. Step number two, stop doing what is expected and start doing more than is expected. This is hard to do if you have people around you who are constantly making comments about why you should just do enough to get by. But the reality is, doing more than what is expected is a key ingredient for increasing our capacity. Ask more of yourself than anyone else will. Expect more from yourself than others do. Believe more in yourself than others do. And do more than others think you should do. By doing more than expected, you'll rise above average and reach a level of greatness you never could by only doing what is expected. So exceed the expectations. And step number three, stop doing important things occasionally and start doing important things daily. You've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again. The secret of our success is determined by our daily path. It's what we do every day that separates us. Now, some of you may say, I go to work every day, therefore I do important things daily. But are you living the fulfilling life you deserve? If you aren't, what important things you could be doing daily that will bridge the gap? I remember my coach used to say, don't let fatigue make a coward out of you. And I've noticed that the average person allows fatigue to make a coward out of them daily. So don't be that person that goes through your day and because you're tired, you become a coward and you don't do the things that will help you bridge the gap between you and the fulfilling life you deserve. Stop doing important things occasionally and start doing important things daily.
I want to be unique, got more than my kid I could teach. I want you to hear when I speak. I want to free people imprisoned by stigmas and popular common beliefs. Don't want you to think, I want you to feel. Look down inside you and tell me what's real. If you're unsure, then you're uncured. We only get one life, man. It's a big deal. Do you love what you do?
Thank you for being a supporter of the Daily Path movement. I do my best to bring you weekly content that you can use to level up in your life. As you know, we used to have an online platform by the name of Daily Path University, where I mostly provided podcast coaching. However, I have been reading your emails and hearing your desires about me starting an online platform for personal and leadership development, which led me to do so. Daily Path University is no more. These last few months, I've been working on the new and improved platform, which is named Daily Path Academy, where I offer three different membership types that you can choose from based on your needs. You can visit dailypathacademy.com to become a member. If you join right now, you will receive a lifetime discount of 50% off. This discount allows you to join DPA for as little as $10 a month, and the discount will only be available for a limited time only, so act now. Access your discount now by visiting dailypathacademy.com or click the link in the show notes to access the platform. When you join, you get a 24-hour challenge that's created to jumpstart your journey as a DPA member, on-demand video content that you can access from anywhere at any time, weekly coaching emails, access to a weekly mastermind, and one-on-one private coaching. This is a deal you don't want to miss. Join now for as little as $10 a month by visiting dailypathacademy.com.